Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Okay, so in the news is Greenland, President Trump mentioning purchasing Greenland. And it brought to mind Seward's Folly. We purchased Alaska. And what's interesting, that was back in 1867, March 20th, U.S. bought Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. In 2019 dollars, it's just under $123 million, which seems like still seems like a bargain to me. As a matter of fact, the Manor, one of the largest and grandest private residences in Los Angeles, just recently sold here in over the summer of 2019 for $119.75 million. So they pretty much paid almost exactly what we paid for Alaska in 1867 dollars. That's scary. So Alaska was a bargain. So I think we should buy any other country we can at the time it's available. So and by the way, Alaska became the 49th state in 1959, early 1959. And then in 1950, Hawaii became the 50th state later that year, in 1959. So it was President Truman in 1946 who pitched a sale to Copenhagen under the Cold War secrecy, so no one learned about it for decades. And he offered $100 million. Now, what's $100 million worth in today's value? You know, today's dollars, we bought Alaska for $119 million. So back in 1946, he offered $100 million. Seems like a lot of money, particularly for Greenland. Doesn't seem as valuable as Alaska. So we didn't learn about President Truman's offer for decades. And it was all about, and $100 million and rights to a patch of Alaskan oil. So that was in 1946, but it was all under the secrecy of the Cold War. So there was no deal. But at the time, the U.S. and the Danish government then agreed on other ways to incorporate Greenland into America's defense during the Cold War. So getting back to 1867, U.S. Secretary of State William Seward signs a treaty with Russia for the purchase of Alaska for $7 million. Despite the bargain price, we have a text that says nothing to do with the program. Despite the bargain price of roughly 2 cents an acre, the Alaskan purchase was ridiculed in Congress and in the press as Seward's Folly, Seward's Icebox, and President Andrew Johnson's Polar Bear Garden. Well, it turns out it was an extreme bargain, 2 cents an acre, because, again, today's dollars, only $123 million to buy Alaska. And at the time, it was the Tsarist government of Russia and established a presence in Alaska in the mid-18th century, and they first approached the United States about selling the territory during the administration of James Buchanan. But negotiations were stalled by the outbreak of the Civil War. Yeah, you don't normally have that when you're trying to buy a property. Excuse me, I've got to go fight a war. I'll come back with my offer. After 1865, Seward, a supporter of territorial expansion, was eager to acquire the tremendous landmass of Alaska, an area roughly one-fifth the size of the rest of the United States. Can you imagine, in today's dollars, $123 million, we acquired something one-fifth the size of the rest of the country. He had difficulty making the case before the Senate, and it was just barely ratified by a margin of just one vote. John McCain, April 9th, 1867, finally got him over. 6 months later, Alaska was formally handed over from Russia to the United States. Despite a slow start in U.S. settlement, the discovery of gold in 1898 brought a rapid influx of people to the territory, and Alaska, rich in natural resources, has contributed to American prosperity ever since. No wonder Russia hates us. And maybe that's what they really want. They want to buy back Alaska. At least they should have retained the rights under the ground. I think even today's day, I think when you sell property, somehow the seller can still have access. That's some kind of little bit of law that I can't remember what it is. But there's something along those lines. So I don't think Texas tea and black gold might have come through for us back then. Okay, how about a quick hot property? Hot property, nothing to do with Hot Pockets. I got to say hello to Sugar Ray Leonard, legendary boxer, could have been in the late 90s, just past 2000. He was at Brophy's, and I was standing at the outside bar, and I saw him sitting down with a woman having dinner, and I sent the waitress over, bought him a drink. I said, "What's he drinking?" I said, "Buy him a drink." And he kind of looked across, you know, she pointed me out across the room, and he kind of lifted his glass, and I lifted my glass, and what did I spend? You know, $8, and he had just within the last week or two had won like a $10 million purse for some fight. So I felt like could have bought me a drink. So recently he sold his home of nearly, Pacific Palisades, where his home of nearly 50 years is for sale at a whopping $51.995 million. You think he might have remembered me and listed the house with me. If the boxing superstar gets his price. Now, this is old. This is sometime in the summer of 2019. I don't know how long ago this was. And then it mentions, you know, we've already seen The Manor and Holmby Hill sell for a record $119.75 million. And Uber founder Garrett Camp shell out $72.5 million for a Beverly Hills mansion. Full price sale would also topple the Pacific Palisades record of $33.85 million set last year by the estate of late King World Productions executive Michael King. Okay, now I'm running out of time, so I don't have time to describe in a little more detail Sugar Ray Leonard's house that he's asking $51.995 million. But if you want to buy it, call me after the program at 805-452-2428, and we'll write the offer, and next week we'll give you the description. I want to take a break so I can bring on today's guest, Santa Barbara County Assistant Department Head, Clerk Recorder, Melinda Green with an E. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.